at TerryWilson3.com. Get ready to discover, develop, and monetize your skills and talents with Terry Wilson.
I don't know how I did that, but I just slowed the speed down of the theme song.
Is that why it sounded weird?
Yeah.
You hear that? I mean, it sounds like we're in my childhood, 80s.
Like, why is it so slow?
I thought it was like a new theme song you were testing.
Is it Michael Bolton?
No, but this is Brian Duncan.
Oh, I don't know Brian.
Yeah, I love his stuff, but that's like half the speed. I don't know what I did. I hit a button somewhere.
That's why his voice sounds weird, too.
Yeah, it's real weird. Anyway, guys, welcome to episode.
What if we're in slow motion?
Maybe. I wonder if I wonder if the recording is going to come out and we sound like chipmunks.
It's possible.
It could happen.
The audio sounds different, too, but I also have a beanie on, so maybe that's...
Yeah, it could be your beanie. Guys, welcome to the last podcast of 2019. And I promise you, we're going to learn how to do this one day. It is amazing.
It ain't going to be today.
But it ain't going to be tonight. Welcome aboard all you folks that's in the house. We got Larry Dotson and Miss Spelling Bee, Harold, Linda, Greenbacks is in the house. Tom from Chi-Town. Hey, did you know Chi-Town is up in Chicago? Did you know that, Lindsay?
Did you know that Low is by T-Pain?
No, but see, I know things that matter.
Oh.
Tonight's episode 396, and we're celebrating the gift and the giver of Christmas, and we're celebrating 2019 specifically. This past year, we've seen explosive growth, both in the company-wide and through individual small business owners who are using TW3. So it's been a great time here at TW3, and it's been an honor to see how our tools and training have been used by so many this year, and we can't wait to see these individuals continue to grow and thrive in 2020. So it's a wonderful time. And I always start off, and for you guys that have listened to my podcast for the last several years, I always ask for a little bit of latitude just for the last show of the year because it is Christmas. And I always say the same thing. So many of you who've been here before know what I'm about to say. But the Christmas story starts off with five words that I think ties everything together. And it came to pass. That's how the Christmas story begins. And it came to pass. Right. And what came to pass? Things that were promised happen. And what Christmas means to me is the promises made, the promises that we seek, the promises that we're after. We're celebrating the fact that we can have those promises. And of course, we can have those promises through the gift of Christmas and those and the person who is being celebrated around Christmas. But that is my little 2-minute soapbox. I asked for a little bit of latitude during the Christmas time just to give honor where honor is due. Tonight, we've got in the studio with me, I've got to my left, Mr. Reagan. How are you doing, Reagan?
I'm good. Where's the music?
Well, let me pump it up here. It might be in slow-mo.
No, that sounds right.
Delay.
So how has your week been?
Busy.
You sound about as tired as my music.
Because I feel it.
Did you get any sleep last night? What's the deal?
No, I've been sleeping a ton these last 2 days. That's about all I've done. Recover sleep. But yeah, 60-something hour work week. I'm just tired.
The two jobs in school,
it'll do it.
And the lady that is in charge of all of our CBD oil sales and now has picked up toothbrush sales.
Oral-B called me this week.
You should.
No, I actually ordered new toothbrushes this afternoon from Walmart because I can't say that. Y'all will run with it, and I'm sorry.
No,
rewind.
Please, go ahead, share, and tell it all.
No jokes. No jokes. Okay.
No jokes. We'll be serious tonight.
When we were at Walmart with our in-laws, we were looking for toothbrushes.
No.
Justin picked them up, and he didn't pay attention to the label. And he picked up the medium ones, right?
Yeah.
The medium ones, like, they hurt. Yeah. Like, when you're brushing your teeth.
Strength,
the bristle strength hurts. So I ordered soft ones today.
And you got those through Amazon?
Walmart grocery pickup.
Oh, okay. You're using that, too? We use that.
I am obsessed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Justin just picks it up on his way home from work, literally when he comes right by.
I tell you what, technology, computer, internet has made even going to Walmart.
I will say, yesterday, right before I was about to play my sixth hour of playing, a member of the security team approached me and said, Hey, Lindsay, no more rogue toothbrushes have attacked you this week, right? And I was like, what? What? Because, I mean, my people at church, like...
We've branded you, haven't we?
Apparently, I'm famous. And he goes, yeah, somebody played a video for me in the security office this morning. And I was like... What?
Well, if that's the worst thing they got out of that clip, you came out great.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Because
there's all kinds of things that.
And I'm not wearing our underwear, by the way.
I mean,
I meant that we are appropriate and we are clothed and we're wearing more than just underwear.
I know you did. We were just having fun with you. And two,
I hate that you programmed that button. I'm just going to go ahead and write.
I'll take it
off. Thank you. My brother over here.
You don't think I'm responsible enough to have that button at my disposal?
I don't think you are either.
Yeah, probably.
Where's Gina? Where's Gina?
I'll take that off right during the break. I'll take, because I don't even trust myself with that. Because I'll probably use it in the wrong way.
Probably.
I can't have that kind of power.
You can't be trusted. Thank goodness Chris isn't here.
For real. River, what is going on, brother?
What's up?
How is your week?
Busy. Very busy.
I heard you had a great week.
Fantastic.
I heard if you had another week, just like this past week.
Oh, I'm just going to strive and...
You're going to be living the dream. Right.
Are you going to press on?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Are you going to get low?
Absolutely. Get a little low.
He's glowing from how good of a week he had.
He's glowing.
Now it's red. It's a red aura, but
the afterglow this week. I'm telling you. Well, guys, we're going to have a great show tonight. We are going to highlight some members and their success stories and what's been going on this week. This is sort of our year in review, just thanking the good Lord above for the 2019 that he gave us. You know, we did, I mean, almost double company-wide as far as volume. I mean, we had exponential growth, and I attributed it all to the conference, 100%. You know, as much as I sort of don't like putting it on just because it puts me in a place that
because you're an introvert. Introverts unite and put on a conference.
At my heart, I really am. But it's just so fruitful. The people that have come and Reagan, you've seen it for the last several years. You know what we've seen out of members that have come and the results that they're getting, and so it's been a good time. So let's get the announcements out of the way, and then let's start talking about some of these folks and their year that they had this year. And share with the folks.
Cool. So we're going to be taking questions tonight. So make sure if you have a question, go ahead and send it in now so we can start collecting it. Just makes it a little easier on us so we can sort of get a back catalog of them. I think we're going to be doing that in segment 3. If you have any membership questions, we do ask that you save those for Wednesday nights because Terry gets on here and he illustrates whatever issue or problem you're having. He can actually show you how to fix it. And the only other thing we ask is to keep it positive, clean, and relevant.
So. No cussing.
And I,
matter of fact, I will take that button off so I can't be inappropriate as well. I can't ask them to do something I'm not willing to do.
He used it once and he was like, you know what? That was too much.
That's too much.
Now that I've used it. I would say I shouldn't have used it.
My turn?
Yes, go ahead.
Don't forget to get your tickets to the conference this coming March 19th through 21st in Greenville, South Carolina. Go to worthmoreconference.com to get your tickets before they sell out. First one who buys tickets tonight will get a free Lindsay Taylor t-shirt and a sample of my favorite CBD oil.
You wasn't supposed to edit that. You're supposed to read it as it is.
Listen, you can't be trusted with your spelling errors and your grammatical errors.
She's proofreading it as she goes.
I'm like, hold up.
What am I about to
say? I'm Lindsay T. I can't say that.
Hey, I was going to give some toothbrushes away.
We're giving away $300 in free restaurant certificates away tonight. Share this podcast now using the hashtag TW3Podcast396. If you are selected, you will win a $300 restaurant certificate for helping us promote the podcast.
All right. And we're giving $300, as he said, away. And we're also giving... our trainers something. If you are a TW3 sales rep and trainer, plus rep and trainer, or elite rep and trainer, we're going to give you up to 100 free opt-in business opportunity leads. Here's what you got to do. Give your trainer, whoever invited you tonight, give them a shout out. As you give them a shout out, we're going to tabulate how many got shout outs. And at the end, we're going to give them some free leads away just for helping us promote the podcast and getting people out tonight. So trainers are going to get something and non-members are going to get something. Everyone's going to get something for participating in the podcast tonight. When we get back, we are going to get into, you know, this past year, we've had members make over in their first year, $200,000 using our tools and training in the, you know, their first year joining us. We had some people that has built a $200,000 since joining us by creating a coaching business and products around the TW3 platform. We've got members that's been with us 6+, going on 7 years, making a consistent $5,000 a week. We've got final expense life insurance agents that have, in their first year with us using our tools, netted a $350,000 commission with their carriers by using the TW3 tools to drive leads for their insurance business. So we're going to highlight some of those members when we get back after the segment and talk about it, talk about what they did, what they're doing right. And we're going to be honest. We're going to be transparent. We're going to also let you know, not everybody has made a ton of money. Matter of fact, some people hadn't made a dime. And we want to give value to those who are still trying to find their first dollar, because that first dollar, it seems like it is always the hardest. And then once that happens, the floodgates open. But we're also going to talk about, you know, the things that we can all do better to improve, you know, because there's all, you know, I've made my best year was this year, and I look to make more next year. And so I'm looking for ways to improve. I don't care where you're at. There's always room for growth. If you're not growing, you're dying. And so we want to continue to thrive and grow in our business. So when we get back, we'll get into that right after this.
You know, if you've ever listened to my podcast, you've heard me say it 1,000 times. Earners are learners and leaders are readers. If you want to go to the next level, you do have to grow to the next level. And growth happens by the people you hang around and listen to the most. Seth Godin says you're the sum total of 5 people you hang around the most. And that is why you need to go to terrywilson3.com/freebook and get a free audiobook just to try out the services. Here's the deal. Over 70,000 different authors from every type of genre that you could think of. Go over there, pick one that you like, something that's going to inform you, something that's going to inspire you, something that's going to illustrate what you need to do next. Try out the service. If you don't like the service, cancel it and you get to keep that free audiobook. But you're going to love the service. And I promise you, if you will commit yourself to listening and learning from those who have gone where you want to go, you can go there also. So go to terrywilson3.com/freebook today. Try out the service and get a free audiobook just for trying it out. terrywilson3.com/freebook.
Have you ever tried a work from home business? If you have, you may be like several others. Matter of fact, 98% of people, according to Forbes magazine, who've tried and failed. Why? Well, there's several reasons, but the main reason is because most home-based businesses have no means, method, or mechanism for you to get in front of people who need, want, desire, and can afford what it is you offer. See, the unique thing about TerryWilson3.com is we put you in a position where if you can simply answer a phone, read a script, you can make money. And I'm not talking about going and selling pills, thrills, lotions, and potions. I'm talking about selling something that every business, everyone who has a product, good, or service needs. And that is a lead generation marketing system. But here's the cool thing. You never cold call. You never have to recruit your friends, family, and foes. You simply take a call, read a script. Want more information? Go to terrywilson3.com/call center right now to get more information. That's terrywilson3.com/call center.
And now back to our show with Terry Wilson.
My fans awake. So guys, thank you for hanging out with us this year. It has been a wonderful year. If you've been with the TW3 podcast for a while, let us know how long you've been listening to us. I know we've had some people...
About a week.
Yeah, about a week.
Still trying
to decide
if I like it.
Two days. Yeah. That'd be interesting for the chat room. And if you're hearing this podcast later on, put it down in the show notes. We'd like to know, how long have you been listening to TW3? Been doing this now since 2008 is when I started. But
we have 300, what is this, 396?
Yeah.
That's a lot of episodes.
Hey, Laura. I just saw Laura getting on. Is David Johnson our neighbor?
No, it's not that David Johnson.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, David. Either way. Hey, David.
Yeah. Well, it would be funny if it was. We'd have the...
I was like...
It'd be like 4 people in the neighborhood.
Because I read his comment, something he said last week, and I was like, David?
Is that my neighbor?
Well, I work out on the treadmill and he'll come over and chat with me pretty often. And so I was like, is he on our podcast? Like, does he know what we do? Because he's retired. Like, but it's a different.
I got
different
you.
David.
Different yeah. David. So, yeah. So Robert said he's been listening to us for 2 years. Lori said about a year. Charles said about 3 months. And this is my second podcast, Michael said. Well, thank you, Michael. Thank you for coming back after last week. I'm telling you. If you survived last week's podcast.
Yeah, that didn't scare you off.
If you made it through last week. Yeah,
if that didn't scare you off, then I think.
Maybe this is the second chance. Like, it has to be better than that.
Yeah, surely these guys can do better than what they did last week.
Listen,
yeah.
If Chris is gone, we can stay on track.
Yeah, the problem is you got Chris cracking jokes, us cracking jokes, and it's just like 4-on-1 with you. With
listen, I'm just speaking from my heart. I'm just like.
But your heart is so funny.
I'm just telling y'all whatever comes into my mind, which apparently is a mistake.
No. Well, let's get into the first case. Yeah, this gentleman came to the conference this past year, and the context of where he was coming from was just the having some family struggles. You know, so he had to overcome that. Had him to change careers, and the career that he came into was struggling because I don't care what business you're in, it really doesn't matter at the end of the day. They all have this one thing. You got to have people to speak to because you don't have a business. I mean, Chick-fil-A wouldn't be Chick-fil-A if people weren't wrapped around it wanting to get in. You know, it would just be, you know, a bunch of people inside playing around with chicken otherwise. And so that's the key to business is having people that need, want, desire, and can afford what it is you offer and are pursuing you. And so this gentleman had gone into a very lucrative industry. But without the people that he needs to speak to close those deals, it doesn't matter if the commission's 400%. It doesn't help. And so he came to the conference. He came in through some of the elite training we did, and now he is going to net over $200,000 this year, his first year at TW3.
Why is that everybody's story, though? Like,
what do you mean?
People that come to the conference, their business, like, it's like a rocket.
Well, I think...
Not everybody. Okay.
Not everybody.
To qualify
sure, but
that.
There's a lot of people. I think the reason is that human connection. Yeah. You know, we're as transparent as we can be and as real as we can be on these podcasts. we're probably more transparent and real than
too real.
We're keeping it too real sometimes. But there's just something about, see, I mean, this is a monologue. We're talking and we're exchanging, but we don't know what they're hearing.
Yeah.
We know what we're saying. We know what we intend by. What we meant by what we said. And it's just that way when I do a training and I do these PowerPoint presentations and I do what he's talking about on Wednesday nights where I say, okay, to use the voice broadcast dialer, this is how you do it, or use a landing page, this is how you do it. But at the end of the day, it's not like you sitting across, well, what did you mean by that? Well, hold on a second, do that again. You know, you don't have that and there's just no way to do it. Mm-hmm. But when you come to the conference, you have that part. And then also you have, I don't understand a word Terry is saying. He speaks with such a weird dialect. I mean, I think it was Captain Q was saying something about he got an email from someone up north and was just really taken back by and not appreciative of my dialect at all. I mean, was just turned off by it in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
And that happens. I mean, but what do you want me to do about it? You know, I can't
be born somewhere else. Come on now.
Move north and learn how to talk like they do, I guess.
But then, you know, if you have a thick, you know, Boston accent, then you've got people in the South. What in the world? You know, so right. It really doesn't matter. And so, and this is what it gets into, you know, all of our members, we launched that radio program Access last week. Everyone, it doesn't matter what level you come on, we're going to give you a minimum of 15-minute show if you want.
I want to know my ideas.
Yeah.
Did y'all forget?
We did. I thought we was just going to let that one rest.
No, I want to know. I want to know what my show should be.
Well, if you got a name for Lindsay's show, we'll source that out tonight. But the point is, you know, if you're doing that radio thing, you know, be you. I've always argued, just be you. You know, embrace your old little idiosyncrasies and all the things that make you sort of weird, but be okay with it because that's what endears you to so many people.
Yeah.
You know, and the people that like this gentleman that felt like I was just a, you know, a country bumpkin hick that shouldn't even, you know, then he wouldn't have done well in our business anyway.
Why was he still listening if he didn't like you? He can just stop listening.
Well, I mean, who knows? But that personality type is not going to find value in what. So he shouldn't, you know. But here's the thing: if I'm trying to be this, I'm going to slip at some point. So just be yourself all the time, and then you can always be that. And those who love you will be there, and those who don't, you know. And that's not me being defensive. I'm just saying I'm wanting to help him go somewhere else.
I can't be anybody other than who.
Right.
Who I am.
But I think this gentleman was able to net $200,000 plus, and the year's not over, but he's well over $200,000 just this year because he was able to get that one-on-one.
I will say that when I'm talking to prospective clients, my number one selling point between the plus and the elite package, because people will ask me, is I'll talk about how valuable the mastermind.
Yeah.
Meeting is, because that is the closest thing to a conference that we have.
That's right.
On a weekly basis, because you're there, other elite members are there.
The phones are open so everybody can talk.
Right. So people are there can be all in. Mm-hmm. They can be themselves. They've got mic access. They can ask their questions.
The other thing is just connecting with other people, saying kind of how they're doing their business, which I think was a big thing.
And what's working and what's not working.
Yeah, exactly. Because I know who you're referring to, and he was at the mixer as well. And I noticed he was talking to everybody else. Everybody was just kind of socializing, like, hey, what are you doing in your business? How's that working? So,
he was definitely like, okay, how are you doing this? Mm-hmm. And that is huge, you know, and it's only $147. And I tell people, if you're going to buy the elite package, or if you're going to buy the plus package, or you're going to buy the sales rep and trainer package, if you bought the cheapest package, you just spent $1,000. What's another $150 to get into meeting all of these people and seeing how people just like you? Because I'll go ahead and say it. Some people, when they meet me, it's a huge letdown.
No,
it is.
Not what I've heard feedback-wise.
Well,
I would agree with what you said.
Oh, please.
I'm messing.
Whenever I was born, I was like, ooh.
What I mean by that is I'm not some rock star when they come up. I'm just me. Mm. I'm a normal person. And I think, you know, maybe the podcast, the website and everything's got you looking one way, and then you get there and they just meet you now. Oh, he's just a normal Joe. But
I don't hear that.
You don't think that?
No, people are like, I'm at Jerry at the conference. And
whatever.
And they just talk about how great you are. I'm like, he is great. And I can say he's great because he's my neighbor. His wife's one of my best friends. His daughter has been keeping my kids alive and stuff for 3 years.
I'm not paying you anymore. You can say that, but I'm not paying you anymore.
I supply your chicken.
Hey, yes, you do. Right. I saw you at the chicken house.
That's right.
I haven't ever seen you because I think you work at a...
Asheville.
I work all the way in Spartanburg.
You work at a rogue chicken house. I can't be driving to Spartanburg.
Oh, man. So we got that gentleman. And then our next person, this gentleman came 2 years ago to the conference. And by the way, if you want to know who are, go back and listen to the interviews and you'll probably figure out who we're talking about on some of these people. But he came and just lost his business in the insurance world, you know, had some health issues, and now he's made well over $200,000 since joining. He's developed his own products, his own coaching products.
Which are awesome.
And here again is making it happen. Mm-hmm. And here are two people in completely different types of personalities, skill sets, backgrounds, experiences. So I picked these people out, you know, specifically because I didn't want someone to say, well, it's just one type of person. No. These are people with different age group.
Different skill sets,
mindsets. Yeah. I mean, the whole thing. But here's another person, and he's taken it, and he's taken some of our training in Elite and really gotten on fire about building his own products and stuff like that, and is making it happen. And another high income earner. And then here's another gentleman, number three, consistently, week after week, making $5,000 or more, and has been doing it for years. Mm. Now, I probably don't even have to mention who that is. But
we know.
and most of the people that have been on here a while know who that is. And we got questions coming in, so you'll pay attention to that, and we'll get to that on the next segment. But there's someone else. So if you're listening to this podcast for the same time, first time, and you're saying, can you make real money with this? Boom. Right there you go.
A real live example is doing it every week.
Real live example, doing it every week. Two examples. And you say, well, you got to be there so long. But no, here's the guy. The first example we gave just joined this year. Another guy just joined 2 years ago. This guy, 6 years. This guy, first year, $350,000. This is a final expense producer out of Illinois. I won't give any more details than that.
I use them as examples, by the way, when people ask me, like, what's the potential here? It's like, I've got some friends in the biz that are doing pretty good.
The potential is this. You cannot make a dime, and you can make $500,000.
Or you can be like me and do this part-time.
It's really...
Like, this is, again, like, I don't think it's a secret. My husband works for an awesome German...
With three letters.
Car company.
That's not Mercedes.
And he takes really, really good care of us, but I love to work. Like, I like it. It's good for me. It's good for my mental health. And so I do this very part time. Does it pay our bills? No, it doesn't. But it sure is nice to take trips.
Yeah.
And it sure is nice to pad our savings account.
It's bought you a few land yachts. You know,
I mean, we do well with TW3. It's a huge, huge blessing. And so, like, if you're in a situation like me where, you know, there's another person in your family.
But in fairness, you don't work 8 hours a day doing TW3.
Oh, heck no. No. And I actually talk about that. I say I do this an hour tops a day. Like, I've refined my processes and it's literally less than an hour a day most days now.
Yeah.
And I'm still like very two blessed. Lane yachts.
Yeah. So the deal's real. It's just a matter of taking the tools and making it happen.
Well, the other thing is with the list. The similarities and all that, they've all been to the conference, right? I think I know.
Yeah. I've been to the conference.
Yeah, so everybody I know in there has been to the conference, but the difference is, like, First Guy doesn't resell the system at all.
Yeah. Two out of the four are not resellers.
Yeah.
Now, how does that compare with our, all of our members versus how many people use it versus sell it?
Well, the last time we did it, and we constantly look and we try to do a quarterly thing, just looking at the numbers. I look at the spreadsheet, looking at who's selling, who's not, the retention and all that. It breaks out about 60% of our members are users. 40% are resellers.
Okay. So it's a minority, technically.
Yeah. It's technically a minority. And the reason it's been that strong is because I do have some people that will, you'll see it occasionally. Like, this person will make a sale and you're like, who is it? Are they even active? It turns out they've been with us 5 years.
Yep.
But the deal is, they're an insurance agent or a real estate agent, and then they got a partner or they got someone that needs a tool, and they'll resell it to them.
Yep.
But they're not doing it as an active business. So it's really cool to see. So that's, those are four examples. Two of the ones that I picked up were resellers. Two of the ones I picked up were just users. The bottom line is, it doesn't matter if you're a pastor. It doesn't matter if you're a coach. It doesn't matter if you're a teacher, trainer, salesperson. You got to have people. And that's what these tools are all about. That's what the training is all about. How to get in front of the people that's your avatar, that person that will find the most value in what it is that you're offering, no matter what that offering is. Mm-hmm. And then, we use selling TW3 as an example in steps 1 through 6 of how to use these tools in a way. We give you one very simple strategy. And then you build upon that, and that's how it works. So that's the year in review. I just wanted to bring those four up because those were four just glaring right at you. Every one of those guys I've interviewed, so you can go back and listen to the interviews. But that's just this past year how it's been. We've gone on 4 or 5 vacations this year just because.
I'm going to need for y'all to simmer.
Well, I told Gene, I says, we can't do that many vacations this coming year just because it's tiring. It's just very tiring.
I told Gina and Callie, I said, y'all wear me out leaving your house so often. why?
Well, we'll take you down afterwards. You want to see, we finished the basement.
Oh, it's done?
It's 90%
done. Is the music room done?
The music room is done except the door.
Okay.
The door, but the floors, walls, everything.
I've been waiting for the music room.
Yeah, we're putting a studio down there. We're going to have a drum set. We're just going to be able to
Are we going
to
have a TW3 band?
We're going to have a TW3 band.
Yes!
So we'll have that. But guys, when we get back after break, we're going to start taking your questions. What is it that you're wanting to do in 2020? How is it that you're wanting to make money? What are the goals for you, and what do you want to earn? That's what we want to talk about when we get back and show you how you can take your money, business, and life to new levels using these very tools that these four examples I gave I just did as well right after this. So there's two things that I use on a daily basis to make more money, make more sales. Because I have learned over 20 some odd years of being an entrepreneur
is most people do not make a significant purchase the first time they hear about it, or even the second time. As a matter of fact, it normally takes six encounters with a client before they will ever decide to pull the trigger on anything. How do you scale a business if you can't automate that process? One of the things and tools that I use is AWeber, which is an automatic email marketing system. Right now, you can get a 30-day free trial by going to terrywilson3.com/AWeber. That's terrywilson3.com/AWeber, AWeber, and try their services out. I think you're going to really like it. And if you decide to keep it after 30 days, they'll give you a discount for using that code. Go to terrywilson3.com/AWeber right now and put your marketing and your sales process on autopilot. Let me ask you a serious question. Do you know what your unique value is? That thing that sets you apart from everyone else in your business. You know where to go and how to find it. If you said no, I want to encourage you. Get my new book, You Are Worth More. You can go over to youareworthmorebook.com, and it goes into what your unique value is, where and what it is, the imperative for you to win and acquire more out of life, how to increase your income by using these unique values that you have, a way to scale and increase your impact both personally and professionally, how others are succeeding in spite of perceived limitations, how to tap into your creative genius, actionable steps to earn unlimited income, and ways to leverage tools to increase your productivity. That's all the things you're going to learn in a very informative, inspiring, and illustrative way. If you go over to youareworthmorebook.com, youareworthmorebook.com. Hear me now or feel me later, as I like to say. You are worth more. In the moment, the very moment you start believing it and receiving it, you'll start acting upon it, and you will start having it.
And now back to our show with Terry Wilson.
What's good?
I remember to unmute my mic, which is a good start.
That's always helpful.
Yeah. No, so we got some questions. We'll go ahead and get started on these.
All right.
First question comes from Ray. How do we find out what your system has to offer? This is my first time on the live stream.
Oh, great question. Yeah. Well, number one, there's tons of videos. The best way, if you want to see an example of how these tools are used, is go to terrywilson3.com, and then there's a menu at the top called membership. Go there and go under that on that membership page. And there's video demonstrations, the voice broadcast dialer, the bulk texter, bulk emailer, landing page, all these different tools that we have. So there's a way that you can see different demonstrations. And then if you want to see an inventory of what each package has, just go under the FAQ, terrywilson3.com/FAQ, which, by the way, is also our terms of agreement. So make sure you read that and understand the terms and you're copacetic with it, because we don't want anybody joining and not understanding that.
Copacetic.
Yeah, cool.
What's the definition?
It means you're in agreeance with it.
Cool.
You concur with it.
That's flangetic.
Be careful.
I honestly...
Because you might be making up a word that's a real word that could be totally...
Let's look that up. You got to Google it while he's doing that. Here's our next question.
Just saying, be careful with words.
This one's from Linda. Terry, I have a question for you from a potential member who markets MLM products. He wants to know the quickest and easiest way to create leads from his downline team.
Well, the quickest way would be that same strategy that we give you in steps 1 through 6, because keep in mind, we sell TW3 as a business opportunity as well. Mm-hmm. Even though we're not an MLM, the one thing we have in common with MLMs is MLMs are business opportunities. And so the same strategies that I teach you on how to resell TW3 as a biz op could be used in the space, the MLM space, and then you could sell those leads off. Now, I would tell you now, because here's how, and Linda, you've hit on something that's a very important key, and I don't know if people really fully grasp what I did in insurance and how I flipped the script, and I would recommend anybody in MLM to do the same thing. Insurance business works like this, Linda, Lindsay. talking to Linda, but I'm looking at Nancy, and I'm confused.
Listen, Linda.
Listen, Linda. That's a meme, by the way, for those who don't understand, because I had two questions last. What are they talking about? Listen, Linda. Listen. It's a meme. You know,
it's a video.
It's a video.
That was viral.
Linda, honey, listen.
It was a child that needed to be smacked. That's what.
But he needed a spanking.
He needed a spanking.
A holy spanking.
He was calling his mom by her name. But.
I would.
Yeah, for real. In insurance, you go out, you recruit agents, you train them, you train them, you go out on appointments with them, and you try to get them up to speed. And why do you do that? Because you want to make that 20, 30, 40, 50%, whatever your override is. You want to be able to make money off of the business they produce. So that's the whole reason you do that. Here's the problem with that business model, and the problem I would see in a lot of MLM businesses. Now, this is just my philosophy, by the way. Okay. You're just asking my opinion. Let me tell you, because you'll understand to me the value of TW3 once I tie the circle here. The problem with that is, and you know this, Lindsay.
Okay.
You can spend a lifetime training people, but that doesn't translate over to them actually being productive later on.
Correct.
Okay. So I got tired of pouring my life into people, spending hours and hours to train them to finally, when they got up to speed, to be able to start producing and learning how to operate a business. Joe Schmo down the road that offered them a 5% better commission, they started writing business for him instead of me. Or I'm selling them leads and then I'm having to chase behind them going, hey, did they write that business through me or did they just write it through another insurance company? Because I couldn't. And all of a sudden I'm in this policing thing all the time. And I was like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So this is what I did. I already had a pretty darn good contract. And so I would tell people, I said, listen, I make 140% on this whole life policy here. I'm going to pay you 135. Street level's 120. You can't get it anywhere. If they paid you, if you called them direct and got direct contracting with them, they'd only pay you 120. And most, if you went to through an agency, they're going to want a 20, 30% override. So you're only going to get 90 to 100%. Okay. So I'm telling you right up front, that's what I'm willing to pay you. Okay. What's the deal is you have to buy my training. I'm not going to underwrite and finance your education. You are. You're going to bet on yourself. And as you bet on yourself, you're going to get paid more. And then that way, once you start to learn to generate leads, if you write those leads through this business, great. If you can find it somewhere else better, more power to you because you're paying for my time. You're paying for my training. You're paying for these tools to generate your own leads. And then I don't care what you do with those leads at that point. And that way it got me out of this situation where I'm constantly having to be the underwriter of other people's education. Mm. I'm having to be the financier, you know, and because the number, as long as it doesn't cost people, and as long as they have as little skin in the game as possible, then you have no leverage in that business relationship. Mm-hmm. And so I would tell any MLM person, I would tell any, don't get caught in the world of selling leads. Get in the place of selling your training, selling your support, have people pay for your time and the value of your time. And then that way you've truly helped them. Because it goes the old adage, give a man a fish, he eats for a day, but teach a man a fish, he eats for a lifetime. And so I have people to this day that are in TW3, even though I'm not in insurance, still with me and say, you know, at first I was sort of aggravated because I was like, I wanted you to teach me everything you knew and you was going to charge me. But then I was accepting it because, well, he is willing to pay me just about 100% commission or everything. He's not making anything off of it. So I thought, well, that's a fair deal. But, you know, they were a little, but everybody else, I know I was going against the grain, but they're still in this business today.
Time is valuable.
Time is very valuable. It's the only thing you won't get back. And I would rather, you know, just get paid as an educator, coach, and supporter. And then if you write business through me, great. If you write through someone, because here's the thing, a lot of people that are in home businesses, they're in other home businesses.
Yeah.
So you start selling them a business opportunity lead. Who's to say they're not? I'm giving Lindsay a TW3 biz op lead, and then she's going to sell them LuLaRoe as a biz op.
Hadn't done that, but it's possible that I could.
I know you can. But I don't sell you leads, and that's why.
True.
All right, great question, guys. I hope that answered.
This is from David. I'm an insurance agent, and I also offer business capital and legal plans for families and businesses. How could I generate leads to sell IULs and legal plans and business capital to owners who are turned down for?
Yeah, so it depends on what your sales model is, David. When it comes to IULs, I used to sell those as investment tools. And so that's an investment type class of person. And so I'm going to be going after demographics of a certain income and a certain tax bracket, if you will. And then I come up with what's called a strong sales narrative. Like I might have a free book, report, or something of value that I'm giving them that shows them how today, because of the tax laws that have changed, I can show you how to invest in a tax-deferred way free of charge. This is a free book that we're giving everybody in this area. We've got some scripts that we give you in step 7. If you're a member, go to step 7, but you go right in there. And because I've used index ULs, financial retirement plans, annuities, and things like that. And it you have to be congruent with your sales model. That is the reason why you're calling them and the person you're calling. But see, we've got a database of over 200,000, not 200,000, it's like 2 million, excuse me. Filtered, scrubbed data list that gives you their age, their income. So you can pinpoint target who you're trying to go after. And then all you have to do is leave them a compelling voice broadcast message on their voicemail. They just pick it up. They didn't see their phone ring. And it says, hey, this is David. I was calling you about something that we're giving away for everybody that lives in, like if I was in Bowling Springs, that will help you save some money and what you can do. So they'll actually do it. It's free of charge. Go to, you know, BowlingSpringsIncomeSaver.com. And that's a landing page you create. We show you how to do all that. And you leave them a voicemail. You send them right over there. And they opt in to get that thing that you're giving. And then you follow up with them. But there's all kinds of strategies like that that we give you. And by the way, that right there costs you $38 to call 1,000 people. So if you call 1,000 people giving them away things that would help them, then it stands to reason a good campaign usually a net 2-2.5%. So what is that out of 1,000? That's 25 people. That so 25 people is fresh leads is saying, hey, I like what you're talking about and everything. So how many can you close? And so is a $38 investment worth 25 leads to you? I say, because of someone who's been in the insurance business that was paying $15 to $25, $30 a lead, absolutely.
Which it's over 2 million, by the way, because I was using it today.
2 million. I'm sorry. What did I say?
You said it was at 2 million, but it's over that now. Like I think
it's 200 million. I think.
Yeah, I was about to say 200 it's like million. It's way up there.
Yeah, it's we got a ton of filtered scrub leads.
Yep. That's the end of our
demographically filtered and scrub.
That's the end of our chat questions. I can go into email questions, or if you want to go to our next.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So here's some of the few that came in through email. What are the differences between having a podcast and a radio show? I noticed the ELT package has a podcast feature, but all the memberships have a radio show access portion to it.
Yeah, so that was something that was a new product or service that we released last week, which I am so excited about, because you guys know not everybody's going to be a blogger. Not everybody's going to use some of these tools, but some people just want to talk and can talk and have a story to tell and are very compelling, you know, to listen to. And so every member, no matter if you are a rep, member SRT, plus rep, or ELT, now have the availability to have a 15-minute show at tw3radio.com. And what we're doing is we're taking all the traffic on our podcast channel and we're letting them know, hey, there's a new 24/7 streaming radio program that gives you music you can listen to. It gives you training by people like Zig Ziglar, Tony Robbins, Les Brown, John Maxwell, Gary Vaynerchuk, and some of our top ELT members that are going to have primetime shots, which we've got about, I think, 15 that I've counted last that have signed up, and regular members. So the difference between the radio program and a podcast is like what we're doing tonight. It's a recorded thing, and then it's sort of posted like a blog post, and then you can listen to it at any time. You can listen to it to iTunes, and it's on-demand programming. A radio program, it's streaming. You have to tune in when it actually is being played. Okay, so it's not on demand. But the pros and cons is to have your podcast heard, people have to intentionally go over there, click play, because I want to hear it. To have your radio program listened to, a lot of times it's passive traffic. Well, the reason I tuned in is because I was listening to Les Brown give a motivational speech, and then all of a sudden Lindsay came on talking about the importance of oral hygiene and this special toothbrush that she has. You know, those kinds of things.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I still hadn't heard any names for my show.
Well, we'll get there. We'll get there.
We'll get there. Give it time. All right. And last question from email. Let's see here. How long have you personally been doing this? And what has been your results? And more importantly, what has been the worst result of a client?
Well, we got some shots fired. We can revisit.
But that's a good question.
My favorite is the double tooth snake fork. Wait, I can't even say it right, but you know what I'm talking about, right?
I don't know why. I guess it's because I allude to scripture a lot. When people want to insult me, when they get really ticked off,
they're ready to beat that Bible.
They want to use the Bible against me. You know, and the biggest accusation I get is, you call yourself a Christian and you won't give me a in so many words, I'm not getting a refund. You know,
after you sign how many times?
Well, I definitely know that verse in the Bible where it says, you know, any good business always, no matter what you sign.
The argument's so old. And I always say, let your yay be yay and your nay be nay. Count the cost before you build the house.
No, but I like the one that says, I get a refund in any case.
Yeah. And it's like, I didn't even take your money. I didn't even talk to you. And they blame me. Anyway.
That was a good question, though.
That's a great question.
Just because I liked it's, you get the, what's the best experience that we've had, you know, coming through our system. And then similarly,
outside of me, I'm not going to use me as an example because I don't think it's fair. You know, we've got people bumping $500,000. Mm. Okay. The worst, it depends on how you quantify worse. I would say the one that probably got no value at all, because even people that, like this one that you're talking about, that tried it for a month or whatever it was.
Not long.
Or whatever it was. At least they were there to get something. They got some training and whatever.
Right.
You know, but the one that I'm thinking of is the guy that bought it and then quit literally within 2 hours and was screaming and all this. And I mean, because he got nothing. And then he spends all his time, money, and effort and energy on, I'm not going to allude to anything, but he spent a lot of time, money, and energy just to lose that as well.
That's still not my favorite, though. Can I give my favorite?
Why don't you give that? I'm not good at this.
No, because this one's funny. Like, this one's just a good example. So it was somebody that didn't find success with the system. They canceled, and they came back like a week. No, excuse me. I'm getting the story wrong. They wanted a refund, but they were still active. And we told them, you know, unfortunately, we don't do refunds. That's why we make you sign the agreements 6 times because we have to buy API keys, you know.
Got
to
buy all this stuff.
We got to buy a lot of stuff to set you up. We're not getting our money back. And so that's why we try and, you know, make sure you understand before you sign on. And this person goes, where they say, well, my credit card was stolen and someone bought this. And my credit card was stolen and they bought this. And I'm like, oh, that's awful. It's like, well, and once again, it's like, well, what we would do, we'd recommend contact your credit card company. You can show the police report where you filed that your credit card was stolen. They'll, you know, because that's identity theft.
Right.
To some degree, they'll help you out with that.
Right.
And they're like, well, no. And then we said, and we can track the IP address so we can actually find out where they bought it.
Right.
And we'll help you. Like,
we'll give it to the police.
We'll give it to the police.
We'll help you
track whoever bought this system. And they go, no. You don't understand. They broke into my house. They got on my computer and used my credit card
to buy this work from home system.
Yeah, right.
And my home.
That's
at that point, we're like, I don't even know what to do with this. It's not that you're lying.
That's a real epidemic. You're lying poorly.
It's that you're lying so poorly.
That's one of my favorite lines.
That's my favorite personally. That was fun.
My sister coined that phrase. We had someone in our family that was, had a reputation of being a little bit separate from the truth a lot.
I like that.
So she finally just got tired at one time. She looked at me and she said, it's not that you lie to me so often, it's so offensive. It's that you lie to me so poorly. It insults my intelligence. If you're going to continue to lie, at least up your game. I can't even believe this nonsense.
Oh my.
It's like, you must think I'm an idiot.
Yeah, no, I was having a good time with that one. That one was fun.
Oh, Ron's got a question. He says, what can the business person expect when they buy leads off the TW3 filtered and scrubbed list? Well, that's data lists, Ron. So those are opted in, but I wouldn't set any expectations other than this. You want to be able, when you're when you are calling on a data list, you want to be able to close 2.5-3%. That's what most marketers will tell you. If you contact these mail drop places, if you contact any of these marketers that do mass marketing, now because they've already opted in and filtered, your rates should be better than that. But there's really no way to quantify that. I mean, if they are opted in leads, like we've got some opportunity leads that people have seen an opportunity one or two online and said, hey, I want to be able to get involved with this. And so they are actively seeking a business opportunity. So those are going to be more prone to, say, close in someone that's just a filtered scrub data list that they haven't exercised any interest in something. But at the end of the day, you know, I would tell you out of that, you could probably see about a 20% close rate, maybe if you're, you know, fairly proficient with what you're doing. However, if you're just getting a regular old data list, in other words, they haven't opted in saying, hey, I want information on insurance or I want information on a business opportunity, those type of leads, that's just a filter scrub data. That means if you first have got to create the interest. And that the creating the interest means they've come in and they've opted in, and then you market to them. And that's where your 20% usually. That's why if you'll notice our numbers, we always tell you in TW3 to close a deal, what do you got to do? You got to post ads and get 100 opt-ins. And what happens? Out of those 100 opt-ins, 25 of them want to do it. Those are the ones that's expressed interest. Those are your qualified leads. And then based on your sales skills and ability and communication ability and follow-up ability and all of those things, you know, you, Lindsay over here can close half of them. me, it probably would take all 25 to talk to them before.
It depends on the day of the week for everybody.
That's true. That's a great question, Ron. I appreciate you asking. And so, Katie, I'm really eager to learn this system. What are the recommendations to new members? Okay, Katie, I say this at every podcast and you'll hear it in your back office. The fastest, easiest way to make money with TW3 is take calls, read scripts, and make money. How do you do that? Go through steps 1 through 6. You're going to go through some steps that you're going to first scratch your head. Why is he having me do this? And I'll tell you why. Because in step 3, I'm going to ask you to do something, or step 4, I'm going to ask you to do something that if you skipped over step 2, you don't know how to do.
Correct.
And then you're in step 4 going, oh my gosh, I'm overwhelmed. This is so frustrating. And you're pulling out your hair. And I was like, well, if we went to step 2 and step 2 was done, step 4 is not that difficult. Okay. Now, I'm not telling you what to do. I'm not making you do it my way. This is your business. And in some cases, it might be better for you not to do anything. But listen, I've got people that have never set up their blog, never set up a sales funnel, never done anything. All they do is talk on the phone and they sell, but they're really good on the phone.
And I tell people that your success with TW3 is going to be dependent upon 3 things. Number 1, the margin in your life to devote to learning and executing this business model.
Right.
Number 2, your technical skills. And number 3, your closing skills.
Right.
If you're coming in and you want to resell our system and you want to experience crazy success from reselling our system, those are the 3 things that I ask people. Do you have these 3?
Yeah. Because even the people that just sell on the phone and don't do any of the automation stuff that we show and all that, mm-hmm. you can do that.
You really can.
But you can't scale that.
Right.
Because you're only one person. You can only.
Unless you have a staff.
Unless you start staffing.
Which I have. I have a couple of members, I think, that have like people underneath, you know.
And that's the way a lot of people are managing. I know a lot of people, my mom being one of them.
Does the training teach you those 3 things? That was a follow-up question.
Does the training teach you those 3 things? Mm-hmm. Well, the first question your trainer, when you're talking about your potential success, should ask you, do you have the time for this?
Right.
So
that's a qualifying question.
That's a qualifying question. Mm-hmm. Technical skills, we absolutely teach you. And if the training is not sufficient, there's also additional training that you can sign up for mm-hmm. a fee. Mm-hmm. It also depends upon your coach and their ability to help you in that department. And then your closing skills, yes, we teach you.
Step 6 is about
how to close. And then also your trainer should go over some stuff about how to close.
And I do have some different strategies in the back office that are sort of lower tech strategies.
So, listen, y'all, I changed the ink in my printer for the first time last week without.
And that's relevant how?
Because that's really hard for me. I've called Justin almost in tears.
About non-technical, because I was like.
No, I've almost called him in tears, like our whole marriage. And I did it by myself
last week. Was the ink software or hardware, though?
The ink is hardware.
That's the real questions right there.
And so,
that's growth, my friend.
Stop. All three, y'all.
And by the way, we're clapping because just a couple weeks ago, she didn't know the difference between hardware and software. She sells software for a living, folks, and does a good job with it.
I liked that she bought software from Best Buy that came in a box. She downloaded it, but because it came in a box, it was quantified as hardware. What?
Listen, I'm a rule follower, and y'all told me if I bought something at Best Buy, it was hard. So...
David's got a question. He says, how is it possible to resell the system without setting up the funnel? The way you would do that is just create the ad copy and drive calls to your extension in your call center.
Or purchasing leads.
Or buying leads. Yeah. Mm-hmm. One or the other.
It's better if you do it yourself.
Yeah. It's not the optimal way. No. Don't hear me wrong on that. But
me wrong or feel me wrong. Wait.
Hold on. What's that? You guys hear something? I didn't.
No, but he has all these sayings like, hear me now or feel me later. So I was like.
Are we referencing George Bush?
No, that's an old sermon. You've never heard that sermon?
Touch me now.
I listen to music. Feel me.
Stop. Stop. The saying is, hear me now or feel me later. That's what I said. No, that's not what you said. Literally, it just means if you don't heed the advice now, you'll feel the consequences of not heeding it later.
Hear me wrong, feel me wrong.
Fool me once.
Oh, God.
Strike three.
You're not going to fool me. Can't fool me again.
And that's a Bushism there. We don't get fooled again.
I like President Bush.
I love President Bush.
I think he's so sweet and so married.
All right, now we're getting off topic. I'm going to save us here. Let's
please get us off.
I don't think we have any more questions, so if you want to go ahead.
No, but he loves his wife so good.
He did what?
He loves his wife so good. No.
You're not listening to me. We're going to keep moving.
Yeah.
Oh. We're going to stop this. We're going
to
keep going.
All right, we got one more break to do, and then we're going to give some stuff away before this gets derailed real quick. You know, if you've ever listened to my podcast, you've heard me say it 1,000 times. Earners are learners, and leaders are readers. If you want to go to the next level, you do have to grow to the next level. And growth happens by the people you hang around and listen to the most. Seth Godin says you're the sum total of 5 people you hang around the most. And that is why you need to go to terrywilson3.com/freebook and get a free audiobook just to try out the services. Here's the deal. Over 70,000 different authors from every type of genre that you could think of. Go over there, pick one that you like, something that's going to inform you, something that's going to inspire you, something that's going to illustrate what you need to do next. Try out the service. If you don't like the service, cancel it and you get to keep that free audiobook. But you're going to love the service, and I promise you, if you will commit yourself to listening and learning from those who have gone where you want to go, you can go there also. So go to terrywilson3.com/freebook today. Try out the service and get a free audiobook just for trying it out. terrywilson3.com/freebook. Let me ask you a serious question. Do you know what your unique value is? That thing that sets you apart from everyone else in your business? You know where to go and how to find it. If you said no, I want to encourage you. Get my new book, You Are Worth More. You can go over to youareworthmorebook.com and it goes into what your unique value is, where and what it is, the imperative for you to win and acquire more out of life, how to increase your income by using these unique values that you have, a way to scale and increase your impact both personally and professionally, how others are succeeding in spite of perceived limitations, how to tap into your creative genius, actionable steps to earn unlimited income, and ways to leverage tools to increase your productivity. That's all the things you're going to learn in a very informative, inspiring, and illustrative way. If you go over to youareworthmorebook.com, youareworthmorebook.com. Hear me now or feel me later, as I like to say. You are worth more. In the moment, the very moment you start believing it and receiving it, you'll start acting upon it and you will start having it.
That's a new intro.
so much, Mallon.
I like it. Let me help you out here.
You won't, go ahead. Sorry.
You won't like it once you start hearing him sing.
Probably not. Nope. You're right. Well, that's crazy. How'd you know? Right.
So. River, you do not get a mic in our band.
Fine by me.
I will not have y'all blaspheming the voice.
And you make fun of mom jeans. Come on now.
Yeah.
Hey.
You sound so whiny.
Do you know that mom jeans were a good thing in my life last week?
We're talking about
for my favorite, business.
Our band, the our band mom jeans. So.
What?
I think we once had a president wore mom jeans when he threw out the first pitch.
I'm saying our favorite band is mom jeans.
Wooden Bush.
Stop.
Okay,
stop
I it. Sell mom jeans.
Stop it.
I sell mom
jeans. I have nothing against mom jeans. I love stop mom it. Jeans personally.
Okay, well, you can buy a pair. I have a pair of 24s in
I'm going to start talking politics. Here we go.
You better not. I'll get up. I'll walk out. I won't be a part of this.
Shots fired.
You're not putting this in that Facebook highlight.
I'm going to make this an excerpt from me and Reagan.
You better make it from 1920 and below, because... Anything after that?
Do y'all disagree on the political climate?
No, I just won't be roped into.
Okay, I'm gonna say being on a high. I don't think George Washington was a good president.
Well, okay.
Overrated. And you know what? While I'm at it, Garfield, a little overrated as well. His mustache was stupid.
That's right.
I feel like I shouldn't talk about this because if I talk about presidents, it would be current ones.
Yeah, that's the point. We don't do that.
The whole thing is, we've all talked about it off camera. I think you've been, it's so toxic, you can't even allude to it without getting shots fired from every direction. So just stay away from it.
If you're going
to
mention the president.
Yeah, just stay away from it.
It better be from 200 years ago because anything before that's no good.
So we'll stay away from it. Everybody relax. We're not going anywhere.
It's all good. Garfield wasn't that good of a president. Just kidding. I don't
FDR.
Know.
FDR.
Does anybody?
FDR. What, not he really. Good?
Thomas Edison wasn't that good either. That too. Not my favorite president.
Did you say Thomas Edison?
Yeah. So what? He invented he invented gravity.
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner of the book is Alex White. Alex.
Go, Alex.
Go, Alex.
It's your birthday.
It's your birthday. Go, Alex.
Funny story.
Yeah.
I said that when Justin was doing really good. We taught our kids how to play Mario Brothers on the Wii.
Yeah.
And I said, go, Justin. It's your birthday. And the kids go, oh, do we get cake? So we ordered cake from Bite Squad so that we could celebrate Justin's
That's
birthday.
That's bad parenting right there.
Yeah.
Put your foot down. No.
Absolutely
when
not.
When I was a kid, you walked uphill both ways.
Nope.
This was a colloquialism.
If there's any chance for us to have cake at our house, we having cake.
You can't get cake until you can spell it. That's right. Terry will never get cake.
And that's why I'm so skinny.
And you have a Peloton bike. Y'all, I posted something on Facebook because I'm looking into a Peloton bike for Justin for Christmas. And I'm like, hey, you know, who has one? Do you love it? Do you hate it? And Terry was like, oh, I love it. Look what it's done for me. And I thought he had one. So I was going to come down here and ride it. And he don't have one. He just made it up.
But bikes are stupid.
You don't like?
I went dirt biking this past weekend. My butt hurts. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, if you went on a Peloton bike, you wouldn't have fallen.
So those are the ones that stay in place?
Yes.
Oh, that's even dumber. You're not going anywhere.
No, but you have a screen so you can pretend you're like in Costa Rica.
I feel like I could just go ride the real bike and it hurt, but at least there's scenery.
Mm. I would probably fall on a real
bike. Why ride a bike when you can have someone do it for you? You could outsource it.
You don't hire out your weaknesses for exercise.
Man, whoever's
you overcome your weaknesses for exercise.
We're waiting for the second shout out. They're like, man, they're really making me wait.
And the winner, the trainer who won the most shout outs, who do you think it's going to be? Who do you think?
Big G.
Big G Greenbacks. You just won 100 leads. Whoop, whoop. Mr. Gary.
That's Gary.
Big Gary.
He'll bring on like 40 new clients from those 100 leads.
That's 50 new members that'll be joining next week right there.
It's so weird. We had 98 people sign up.
Gary, congratulations. And so, guys, if you want to meet Gary, you want to meet Captain Quackenbush, you want to meet Miss Lindsay.
I'm not going to be there. I'm going to be hiding.
No, you're going to be there.
You and help. Justin, you and your
me and my bodyguard will be there.
Killer, he's going to be there along with Funny Man Chris Roop, the Wilson boys here, both Reagan and River. We're going to be at the Greenville One building, come March 19th through the 21st. In these examples I gave you this tonight about all these different business owners, some of them are in insurance, some of them are in commercial lending, some of them are in coaching, some of them are in just direct sales. They're making a dent in the universe in different ways using different strategies, but they all were at the conference and you're going to get to meet them because all four of them are going to be there. You're going to meet other people. Be there. Go to worthmoreconference.com right now. Get your tickets before they sell out because we only got, I think, less than 10 now. We're finally down to the last few. So get over there. Get your tickets if you want to come. It's worth every moment you're there. You're going to meet some great people. You're going to get some great training. You're going to be inspired. You're going to be informed. And you're going to see a lot of illustrations of different things that you can do to grow your business. Guys, Merry Christmas. Thank all of you members, every single, Sweet Jane, Miss Linda, Captain Q, Gary, all of you guys, misspelling me, I'm going to forget people, David, all of you guys, thank you for being faithful people here at TW3. Thank you for all that you've done for our brand and helping it. Thank you for all the members that have just joined. We look forward to what's going to happen in 2020. It is just absolutely amazing seeing how all these different people are doing so many different things in their business. So we look forward to 2020. We'll have a podcast coming. I don't know when the first Monday is coming out of January 1. I don't know what that looks
like.
No
idea.
But it'll be probably the first or so. I'll send out emails and all of that. But until next time, this will be the last time, you guys. There'll be no training or anything for the rest of the month. We're taking that off. So be with your family. Enjoy the holidays. Enjoy the special season. Enjoy the reason for the season. Get to know the guy. He's pretty cool. Talk to you later.
Thank you for listening to our show today at TerryWilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at TerryWilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
This is the Terry Wilson. Really? I'm excited, Terry. I want to get started here.
Is this a celebrity, Terry Wilson?
Oh, my word.
How you doing, sir?
Dude, don't even go there. I've been listening to this for a while, and I'm finally like, okay, guys, what a privilege. I mean...